Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan is encouraging both job seekers and employers who are searching for new talent to participate in the August virtual statewide job fair. Hosted by Kansas Works, the job fair will be held from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow, Wednesday, August 21st. Secretary Tolan said that over the last 5 years, Kansas has been very strategic and purposeful when it comes to growing the economy, as Kansas is one of the top states for economic development, and they're bringing more jobs to our state than ever before. He said there's no better time than right now to explore the many career opportunities that are spread out across the state. The virtual statewide job fair portal features helpful information such as job seekers training videos, a list of participating employers, and channels for attendees to register and log in. And job seekers are encouraged to dress professionally because employers may request to engage in a video interview. Candidates can participate through any digital device, and any individual with a disability may request accommodations by contacting their nearest workforce center at 877-509-6757 prior to the event. Registration is required to participate in the virtual job fairs, regardless of your previous participation, and to register, you can visit kansasworks.com. On Monday, August 19th, the Kansas Department of Revenue announced that the new standard license plate design to the stars is now available. This new design was overwhelmingly chosen by Kansans in a December 2023 public vote, winning 53% of the total vote, and to the stars design will replace the current Ad Astra standard license plate designs. The design features the Kansas State House dome within a cutout of the state set against a blue, white, and yellow gradient background, and paying tribute to Kansas's state motto, Ad Astra per Aspera, the phrase to the stars is inscribed along the bottom of the design. The new design will be used for all new license plates that are issued, including the replacements for any remaining embossed plates. Kansans who were issued a plate with the Ad Astra design as a replacement for their embossed plate will not be reissued another plate with the new design. However, any Kansan who has the Ad Astra design but wants the To the Stars design can visit their local county treasurer's office to transfer their registration to a plate with the new design. More information on the ongoing embossed plate replacement project can be found at ksrevenue.gov by clicking on the link. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that just after 10:30 a.m. on Monday, a 2015 Mazda passenger vehicle driven by 30-year-old Jacob Taggart of Indianapolis, Indiana, was northbound on Kansas 23, 12 miles north of Interstate 70 in Sheridan County. The Mazda traveled left of center for unknown reasons and collided with the southbound 2012 Freightliner semi driven by 58-year-old Abel Sotelo of Garden City at the crest of a hill. After impact, the Mazda came to rest in the east ditch. Taggart was pronounced dead at the scene and was transported to Mickey Leopold Funeral Home. Sotelo was not injured, and both drivers were properly restrained, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. Kansas 23 Highway between Hoxie and Interstate 70 was temporarily closed due to the crash. In Nebraska news, a North Platte woman found herself behind bars for procuring alcohol and tobacco products for juveniles. 66-year-old Nanette Thames of North Platte was arrested on August 16th on 4 counts of procuring alcohol to minors, a Class 1 misdemeanor, and 3 counts of selling or giving tobacco to a minor, a Class 3 misdemeanor. The investigation began on June of 2024 after a tip was submitted to Lincoln County Crime Stoppers, and after receiving the tip, the North Platte Police Department began their investigation. Through the course of the investigation, police found that Timms was using her phone to communicate with juveniles while using online apps, as well as cash, to receive payment for the alcohol and tobacco products. North Platte Police said Timms would arrange a pickup for the products either in person or at various locations, or leave the products outside of her residence. Investigators observed Timms obtain a large amount of alcohol at the Walmart Supercenter, and shortly after leaving the store, investigators observed her meet up with 2 parked vehicles in the parking lot. Timms was witnessed by investigators placing the alcohol, liquor, and tobacco into each of the 2 parked vehicles. Police made contact with the two vehicles, one occupied by three juveniles and the other by one, and all were under the age of 21. The alcohol, liquor, and tobacco was seized, and Timms was placed into custody by police. More charges are currently pending upon completion of the investigation. Lucas Vinzer of Curtis was arrested for burglary, possession of stolen property, and two counts of possession of a controlled substance after the Frontier County Sheriff's Office said he burglarized a Curtis pharmacy over the weekend. Deputies were alerted to a break-in at the Curtis pharmacy at 12:47 a.m. by the store's burglary alarm, and when deputies arrived at the pharmacy, they discovered the back entrance was open with evidence of forced entry. Deputies did a sweep of the building but did not locate anyone inside. The sheriff's office said they then worked with the owners to identify the property taken from the pharmacy, and the Curtis pharmacy was also able to provide video surveillance footage of the suspect. Deputies later identified a vehicle driven by the suspect based on interviews from nearby businesses. Deputies patrolled the area in search of the vehicle, identified as a blue Buick with front end damage, but were unable to locate the suspect or vehicle at that time. However, on August 19th, the sheriff's office received a tip of a blue Buick Park Avenue with front end damage was at the time in the parking lot of the Town and Country Market in Curtis, and upon investigation, the sheriff's office was able to identify the owner of the vehicle. Deputies were able to track the vehicle to a residence in Curtis, and the owner was identified as Vinzer. A search warrant was obtained and executed on the residence, where deputies were successful in recovering the missing items from the pharmacy, and Vinzer was then arrested. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Dane G. Hansen Foundation will make scholarships available in four categories to students in 26 Northwest Kansas counties for the 2024-2025 academic year. Students from an accredited high school or registered independent, private, or home school in one of the 26 counties are eligible to apply, and they are Cheyenne, Cloud, Decatur, Ellis, Ellsworth, Gove, Graham, Jewell, Lincoln, Logan, Mitchell, Norton, Osborne, Ottawa, Phillips, Rollins, Republic, Rooks, Russell, Saline, Sheridan, Sherman, Smith, Thomas, Trigo, and Wallace. The scholarships are available for students who will graduate in the current academic year, and they are the Seven Leaders of Tomorrow scholarships with annual stipends of $10,000, renewable for three additional years, 35 Hansen scholarships with annual stipends of $6,500, renewable for three additional years, and 70 Hansen student scholarships with annual stipends of $4,000, renewable for one additional year. And these are all dependent on the criteria established by the scholarship committee being met. To qualify for the scholarships, a student must have taken the ACT test and have a composite score of 23 or higher and have at least a 3.5 grade point average unweighted. The student should be an active participant in extracurricular school and community activities, display good citizenship, leadership, and moral integrity. Students planning to enter the competition for Leaders of Tomorrow, Hansen Scholar, or Hansen Student Scholarships must register at their school and take the qualifying test at locations to be announced. Information on all scholarships has been sent to qualifying area schools, and tentative dates set for the tests are September 11th and 12th, 2024. There are also 100 Hansen Career and Technical Education Scholarships with annual stipends of $4,000, renewable for one additional year if the criteria established by the Scholarship Committee is met, and Career and Technical Education Scholarships are available to encourage high school seniors who seek competence through career training. Applicants for the Hansen Career and Technical Education Scholarship are not required to take a qualifying test. Through scholarships, the trustees of the Dane G. Hansen Foundation encourage good citizenship and high achievement in academic endeavors. Improvement of educational opportunities for students in Western Kansas ranks high among the objectives of the trustees of the Hansen Foundation. The Hansen Foundation is in its 50th year of service to the young people of Northwest Kansas through the insight and generosity of the late Dane G. Hansen of Logan, Kansas. All students that are interested in the scholarship program are encouraged to visit their Facebook page and website for the current information and qualifications on their scholarships at danehansenfoundation.org. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Monday, August 12th, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. The county commissioners, serving as the official canvas board for the August 6th election, met to canvass the ballots. Upon the conclusion of the canvass and after reviewing the provisional ballots, the totals will be added and become official results. Ted White with Norton County Solid Waste spoke with the commission on service work that is needed for the JD crawler. The commission approved moving forward with the inspection and repairs, and Ted also notified the commission that the solid waste has received approval by the Kansas Department of Health and Environment for the new CD permit. Documents were presented to the commission for review and signature on the lease and purchase of the new Cat 140 motor grader. The grader will be on a 5-year lease purchase agreement with the Bank of Norton, and the documents were approved and signed. Mid-month vouchers were presented to the commission for review and signature, and upon review, the vouchers were signed and approved in the amount of $181,023.30. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the July 30, 2024 commission minutes, with a second from Chairman Beidler, and a motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve the July 31, 2024 minutes, with a second from Commissioner Matchett. The motions passed. Terry Laughlin with the Norton County Road Department updated the commission on operations and where employees are working. Terry reported that so far the use of carbide grader blades appears to be holding up well, and the extended life makes the additional expense justifiable. Also discussed was the possibility of hiring the chip and seal projects to be done. Terry stated that he's speaking with possible contractors to get quotes. A short discussion was then held on the hiring of contract labor for hauling gravel. However, there was not a final decision made on contract haulers. Terry spoke about a road request that he's received and the time frame to do the maintenance. And finally, Terry reported that road I is completed, and he thought that it turned out very well, bringing a lot of gravel back to the road bed. With no further business before the board, the meeting was then adjourned until August 19th. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For breakfast, you'll have French toast sticks, warm syrup, pears, grape juice, and milk. For lunch today, you'll have corn dog, sweet potato tots, pepper strips, fruit cocktail, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your grab-and-go this morning will be mini cinnies or frutal fruit juice and milk. And your lunch today will be pulled pork sandwiches or chef salad, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your breakfast today, cherry coffee cake, Lynx, hash browns, fruit, juice, and assorted cold cereal. And your lunch today, shaved ham, bun, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQ&K weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 88 and a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 63 and a south wind around 10 miles per hour. On Wednesday, should be sunny with a high near 92 and a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. And on Wednesday night, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m. and increasing clouds with a low around 67. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather report, on Thursday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 91. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 95. On Saturday, it should be sunny and hot with a high near 101. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 96. And on Monday, there's a 20% chance of showers. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 89. Currently, with fair skies, it is 68 degrees. The humidity is 83%. The wind speed is southeast at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.21. And the dew point is 63 degrees. It is 8:19 and time for Kansas Sports, brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Chiefs lost their second preseason game to the Lions over the weekend, and Xavier Worthy had his first career touchdown catch. Patrick Mahomes went 8-for-14 in the game for 93 yards, including a crazy behind-the-back 8-yard pass to Travis Kelce. Mahomes talked about the unintentional pass after the game.
We had a play called where it was an RPO play, and Travis was supposed to run an out route. We had the leverage we wanted. I should have known because he asked me what he had as he was motioning over. You can see him kind of look back at me. I thought I told him, and it was going to be open, so I pulled it, and then he wasn't out there, so I was going to run for it, and of course, he was blocking, and then he just turned around, and I just threw it to him, so it wasn't how it was drawn up, but I always told you, it has to happen naturally. I can't, like, force it, and I did it, and then I actually forgot about it, and then, as the game went on, they asked me about it, I was like, oh, yeah, it probably looked pretty cool, but I haven't actually got to see it yet.
They finish the preseason Thursday night when they host the Bears at 7:20 p.m., where most, if not all, the starters are not expected to play. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Legends are made when a calculated risk pays off. I'm Clint Bowyer, and as a professional NASCAR driver, I push the limits and made a living taking risks. But there's one risk that I never take, driving without a seatbelt. Life isn't a race, and there are no prizes for getting to the end first. Be a living legend for yourself and for those that you love. Buckle up every time. Brought to you by the Kansas Highway Patrol. I'm Clint Bowyer, and I'm proud to call the speedway, highways, and back roads of Kansas my home. Racing is an intense, competitive job where legends are made and sometimes crash. Heck, I've even had my share of close calls. But there's one risk I'd never take. Without a question, I always wear my seatbelt. Be a living legend for yourself and those that you love. Buckle up every time. Brought to you by the Kansas Highway Patrol.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisernhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.